This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Tuesday, January 28th. I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. In the news this morning, three men have been arrested in what investigators are alleging is a $10,000 murder-for-hire scheme in Collinsville.
Gary Johnson from East St. Louis shot and killed Portia. That Marty Shaw from Collinsville was an accomplice to that killing and was the driver for Gary Johnson. And Sammy Schaefer from Caseyville solicited and encouraged the killing.
Illinois State Attorney Thomas Hain of Madison County sharing the accusations against the three men who are charged in the killing of Portia Rowland, a Metropolitan Sewer District worker who was shot while warming up her car. A lot of credit was given to the major case squad who, after beginning with few leads, were able to quickly identify and arrest the alleged driver across the river. Here's Deputy Commander Owen Now.
At that time, along with the St. Louis County Police Department, investigators were able to take Marty Shaw into custody.
Now says Johnson was later arrested on a separate charge and connected to the murder, while Schaefer was arrested Saturday. According to multiple media outlets, Schaefer, who solicited Johnson and Shaw to kill Rowland, is the husband of Rowland's girlfriend, Sarah Schaefer. Investigators would not discuss any relation between the victim and suspects or motivations. In Collinsville, Sean Malone, KMOX News.
An update now to a story KMOX first brought you yesterday morning. An Illinois man accused of killing a Soulard bartender. Macoupin County, Illinois prosecutors have charged 57-year-old Gerald Stelz with 9 felonies, including 2 counts of first-degree murder.
The victim's boss, Bastille bar manager Jeff Wicker, told our partners at Fox 2 that 45-year-old Chuck Perino Jr. was a stand-up guy.
Joy to work with, easy to get along with. Was bilingual, could speak different languages. I got a regular that speaks different languages, and they were cutting each other up in another language, and I couldn't even know what they were doing, but then they'd be laughing.
Perino's body was found early Sunday in a home near Bunker Hill. No suspected motive has been announced.
Doug Burris has been named the new interim commissioner of the St. Louis City Justice Center, taking over for Jennifer Clemens Abdullah. Mayor Tashar Jones defended standing by Clemens Abdullah when activists previously called for her to be fired, touting the job she did improving the locks at the jail and bringing in a new health care provider. While Jones said Monday she brought in Burris to make other significant changes to the jail, she did not answer when asked why she felt she needed to make a change.
It's our prerogative to make that pivot. This was an opportunity to do so, and we did.
Burris, originally contracted to review and report on conditions at the jail, said his report revealed 1 in 4 detainees at the jail are suffering from mental illness and being prescribed psychiatric medications.
Missouri is getting caught up on child care payments for low-income special needs and foster children after hiccups with a new data system provided by St. Louis County-based Worldwide Technology.
Missouri expects to finish its backlog of child care subsidy payments by the end of this month for family and provider applications, as well as provider payment reviews. The state anticipates completion of payment corrections by the end of February. The backlog of providers and families waiting several months for payments happened after Missouri launched a new child care data system in December 2023, and several technical problems were discovered. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
Child care can be a challenge for parents in rural areas where the nearest location may be miles away, or in crowded areas where waiting lists seem to only consist of waiting. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the opening of 5,000 publicly funded preschool seats should help alleviate the problem.
You can imagine if you live in areas like in some areas of downstate Illinois, it's a long way from your home to the nearest preschool. And we want to make that easier for people to get to and have facilities available to them in their local areas.
More than 90% of the new seats are in areas known as preschool deserts. 11,000 seats in total have been added since the start of the Smart Start program. Pritzker wants to get to universal pre-K in Illinois by 2027.
As heard in CBS News, one of the three executive orders affecting the military that President Trump has signed deals with transgender people serving in the military.
Promo is one of the organizations advocating for the LGBTQ plus community. Robert Fisher calls this move outrageous, but says Missouri this year filed a non-discrimination act.
The language in that bill would actually protect veteran status as a protected class. SB 609, which was filed by Senator Patty Lewis in Kansas City, the reason why it was filed this way and why Mona is now including veteran status is specifically for this reason.
Fisher says this bill makes sure LGBTQ plus people have their service honored. It's not clear, though, if federal law would take precedence over the state.
I believe that, for instance, for those that have already served, that have been honorably discharged, they would be protected and given the rights that they should.
Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
From the KMOX Business Desk, get those voting fingers ready, St. Louis. One of our tourist attractions up for another USA Today 10 Best Reader's Choice poll. The newspaper asking what the best brewery tour in America is. The Anheuser-Busch Experience in St. Louis, one of the choices. It's up against the likes of Deschutes in Bend, Oregon, Leinenkugel in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, Kona in Hawaii, and New Belgium in Fort Collins, Colorado. Voting runs through Monday, February 24th.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.